Yes, welcome. Welcome to the show. Yes. Yes, that's right. Yes, it's me. It's me. I'm moving papers around and it's me. Yes. Yes, that's right. That's right. Your internet acquaintance. Yes, that's right. Linda James. That's right. From the internet. Yes, you know me. You know me. Yes, I am your friendly internet acquaintance, Linda James. I am a queer person. Any pronouns are fine. And I'm here to, you know, just gently talk to you about nothing in particular for the next 45 minutes to an hour. I have some big news in regards to recording this show. I just thought to hit the button next to the, like, track/beat area on GarageBand, which I've never done before, and I always wondered, why can't I see how long I've been recording? Well, it's because I hadn't pushed that button, so now I know. Now I know that we are a minute and 33 seconds into the show. Yes, yes. Look at us. Look at us. We're sound engineers. Yes, that's right. That's right, we are. How are you doing? Well, you know, I hear you. I hear you and I see you. Let's take a little time to relax now, you know? That's all very valid. I invite you now to just, you know, have a chat with your internet acquaintance and chill out. Do some painting, play a video game, you know? You know, cook something. This is going to be low key. Are you on a train right now? I see you on a train right now. You might go to sleep. Go to sleep if you want to, you know? This is that kind of show. This is that kind of show. We're you know, it's me talking to myself, basically. This is a long voicemail for you, my internet acquaintance. Yes? Yes, that's how this works. That's how this works. You know, before we begin, let's just say that there's a lot of fucked up shit going on everywhere. Oh, I was going to try to curse less. There's a lot of really bad stuff going on in the world right now. You know, there's can we count the ways? Genocide, state-sponsored violence, police brutality, guns, you know, get rid of them. You know, we got seditionists. Seditionist? Is that what it is? Yeah, that's right. I said we have seditionists in the Senate, you know, voting to not investigate themselves, you know. You know, a rise in anti-Semitism, continued brutality against Asian American and Pacific Islanders, black people continually being murdered by the police. It's bad news. It's bad news all over the place. It's bad news that goes back hundreds of years. You know, let's acknowledge it and say, like a food co-op minded person, think globally, act locally, write to your representatives, and even the localist representatives to the state. Let them know how you feel. That's helpful. Sign petitions, protest if you can. Make your voice heard. I stammer. It infuriates me so much. But I think it's important that we acknowledge these things and say, you know, Black Lives Matter, elect black women, trans rights are human rights. Protect your neighbors. Mutual aid. If nothing else, invest in mutual aid. That's really the number one thing that we can do these days. Help your neighbors, you know? Even if you're a hermit in a basement like me, you know, send a little cash out in mutual aid. Do something nice for someone around you. Even a friend. That's mutual aid. Shop a small shop on Etsy. It's a form of mutual aid, you know? Do what you gotta do to survive. Help out your friends and neighbors. You know, spread a little love and just grow. You can always grow. There's always room for growth. Me talking to me. Me talking to me. And you, my internet acquaintance. Now, shall we? Shall we continue on with the show? Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Isn't that wonderful? Here we are. It's a show. It's a soft show. It was my birthday recently. Yes. That's right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the applause. Yes, it was my birthday recently. I shared with you that I thought I was turning older than I was, so I've just, you know, gotten the DeLorean and took a year back in time. I thought I was 38. I'm 37. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? That just, you know, 36 was a long year. 36 was a long year. But you guys helped. You guys helped, and I thank you for it. Thank you to Love Cat, who sent me a little gift, and Black and Gold sent me a little gift. Much appreciated. Thank you, thank you. Thank you to any new subscribers to the show. Yes, the show is free unless you want to pay. That's our policy here at Internet Acquaintance, and some people do at anchor.fm/LindaJames/support. And it, you know, it greatly helps the program, and by the program I mean me, to live. So thank you, blessings on your households. What else did I do for my birthday? I hung out with, you know, the Herd McKennies. You may know them through many their podcasts. Legends in the sense that they don't podcast, but they've been talked about on many shows in many ways. Well, I guess Craig podcasts a little. Jeremy is a phantom, though, on the internet, who is much talked about and appreciated, but I don't think has ever made an appearance anywhere. Jeremy also has an alter ego called Anxiety Martha, and when Anxiety Martha gets anxious, she bakes. So I got a beautiful cake last year, a unicorn cake that was checker pattern inside and strawberry lemonade flavored with cotton candy icing. Okay, no simple task, with a white chocolate unicorn on top. Well, they invited me over this year to have my annual birthday cake, and I said yes. Cat Hazard also came, also an internet legend in her own right. An internet acquaintance legend in her own right of yours. She's, of course, a One Direction fan club president, unofficial, in my mind. If you asked me who it was, though, I would assume it was Cat Hazard. And just a funny, hysterical, good time gal to begin with. Locals. So they invited us over, me and Cat. That's about all the party I could handle. A fully vaxxed soiree of four people. And we enjoyed this year's cake. Hey, get vaccinated. P.S. Get vaccinated. Get vaccinated. I'm sure you are. If you're listening to the show, it would surprise me if you weren't vaccinated. So get vaccinated and get therapy. Therapy's awesome. Okay, forgot to say that. Forgot to say that at the beginning of the show. Normalize therapy. yes, we all very well balanced mentally people. And vaccinated, met together, and we had a cake, this year's cake, and it was Jeremy, a splendid offering, a rainbow cake. Yes, each layer, the sponge was the cool colors, and the icing was the warm colors, and the flavor of the cake, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. The flavor of the cake was, are you ready for this, listener? Cherry Coke. I have never had a Cherry Coke cake before, and I don't think I would have asked for a Cherry Coke cake if Rumpelstiltskin himself showed up and made me guess the flavor for my life. But I loved it. I loved it. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. It was so good. Rainbow and Cherry Coke. Okay. And then the top, mind you, the top was covered with macarons. macarons? Macarons. Not macaroons. Macarons. The little sandwiches. The delicate French sandwiches. Different flavors. Delightful. Delicious. Amazing. And instead of candles, because we're not blowing out anything these days, okay? After what we've just been through. What we're still going through. Rock candy sticks, delightful crystallized shards of rainbow sugar. I mean, that was really, really an idea there, Jer. Really an idea. I loved it. And Craig, I don't remember what you cooked. I think Craig was in charge of the pancakes. Waffles. We had chicken and waffles as well. So it was divine. It was divine. I loved it. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Cat Hazard gave me a few delightful gifts. Most impressively, a photo of Harry Styles as though they were friends. I don't know how she got this photo of Harry Styles, but it is like just a glossy, printed, casual photo, like it was, 1999. And we took a picture with an Instamatic camera, took it to the drugstore, and had it developed. And it's on my fridge now, as though Harry Styles is a friend of mine. I loved it, Kat. Oh, and I got a cool magnet, a little book, and it was great. And then after that, this is the most socialization I've had in a year and 2 months, quite frankly. I met Queen at the water in West Seattle. We went for a lovely walk, and that was splendid. I showed up, and she gave me a Subway sandwich, and I said, blessings. What more could you ask for? I'm having a little decaf right now. It's a daytime. This is the daytime show when we're recording. Daytime on a Saturday, and you're out of cream. You have decaf coffee with a little bit of sugar. So yes, that was a birthday party time that I had. That was lovely. And then, on my actual birthday, I just watched a million movies that I wanted, all my favorite movies. I just watched all my favorite movies, ordered Domino's, and, went for a walk with a beloved and had a wonderful, splendid time. And then we rounded out by, of course, I had to meet my friend Greta. Hi, Greta. She listens. Hi, Greta. I met Greta in the woods, well, at her house. We were going to go to a different path that we've never walked, and I said, who are we kidding? I just want to go to the woods by your house and go to the waterfall. There's like a little waterfall that we go to that's Greta's spot. And Greta, in a almost Mary Poppins-like fashion, has about a purse worth of flower petals on her at all times, in my understanding. So she said, that's perfect. And I met her at her place, and we walked into the woods, and, with a purse full of flower petals, and we just, drizzled, sprinkled, offered flower petals to this tiny waterfall, which, if you have access to a tiny waterfall and flower petals, I highly recommend. If someone gives you flowers, if you buy flowers for yourself, as those petals fall, collect them, hold on to them, and then just go to the water and sprinkle them in. It is one of the most relaxing and lovely things that you can do. So, thank you to everyone. Thank you. I had a great time. Here's hoping that this year is better than the last. And I cautiously say, how could it not be? Although, we got a lot of shit done. We got a lot of shit done during COVID era. And I hope that it ends soon. For everyone, let's send those vaccines all over the world and have a great time. Get your vaccine. It's sweet. It's fun. Should I tell you? No, I have a story that I'm not going to tell you. Why do I even announce that? Just to keep you on your toes. Someone I was talking to someone who was talking about the vaccine and then mentioned that they were fine getting the vaccine, but if, quote, they want to put a chip in me, I'm not interested. And so I know I was particularly proud of myself in this instance because I did not, my brain didn't explode and leave shards of gooey pink juice all over the floor and with screaming and kookiness. I just took a deep breath. Okay, there's always room for growth. I took a deep breath and I just like talked about it with them and went through in a very calm and rational way why a chip is probably not going to be implanted in you in your lifetime, certainly not with the vaccine, and you're already chipped in multiple ways through the phone we're speaking on right now. And they said, yeah, you're right about that. And I said, okay. And we went over the circumstances under which, like, perhaps for medical or, you know, futuristic phone reasons, you might get a chip implanted, but they're probably not going to sneak it in on you in your body because they've already given it to you in a phone, you know, and the Apple Watch you're wearing and all these other things. So I was pretty proud of myself for not just being like, are you insane? You know, but hey, if getting a chip is a concern for you, I understand. We can, you know, DM me. We'll rationally chat about it. I'm not making fun of you. I just personally think that you're already chipped as it is, you know. So, should I delete that part of the story? Should I delete the story that I wasn't going to tell you and then I told you and now I feel bad for telling you that in case you are someone who's worried about chips? No, that's fine, I think. I think it's fine. I hear your concern. I understand your concern. I just don't think they're going to give it to you in a vaccine. I think the vaccine... you know, I trust the scientists on the vaccine. So, God bless. God bless us, everyone. Speaking of God bless, okay? This morning, I was looking through the internet for, you know, dance workout videos because I enjoy to do that from time to time, trying to, you know, get a little more active and to get, you know, or condition my body for a return to Earth, you know? I've been Thanos snapped for a year now and, you know, I'm getting out there. And I found on Prime a workout called, what is it? Hold on. I've got to look it up for you exactly. I know it's called Shazzy Fitness. This is, okay, are you ready for this? It's a Christian-centered dance fitness DVD series from 2013. It's free on Prime with commercials. I honestly was ready for more Jesus than they delivered, but it was fun. It's just hip-hop dance, family-friendly hip-hop dancing with like a little bit of praise thrown in, you know, but not enough, quite frankly, from what I was hoping for. You know, I was really hoping to be bathed in his blood with this video. I am not a Christian, but I was really interested in what was going to happen in Shazzy Fitness. And it was just a very normal hip-hop dance video with family-friendly hip-hop music that just sounds like generic hip-hop music, like for a movie soundtrack or something. It was not like, we didn't spell out Jesus or anything. It was a very low-key Christian workout. So I'm vaccinated and I'm bathed in his blood with my Christian hip-hop workout video. And I'm ready. I'm ready to emerge from my chrysalis. Drinking my decaf coffee. Well, we're going to talk about movies later because that's what we do here now. That's what we do here because that's what I do, but frankly. I do hip-hop Christian workouts. I brew kombucha. Hey, Rebecca. Hey, don't think I forgot about you. And I watch movies. Now, speaking of Rebecca, I must tell you that our latest brew was by far the best. Thank you, Puddin. Thank you, babe. Angel face. I don't know what it is, but Rebecca went into cryo for a little while because I just couldn't handle it. And since then, I've started doing just one batch at a time of kombucha, and that's plenty for me. I thought I was selling kombucha before, but I'm not. I had to remind myself, you're not a kombucha company. You are just one person living in a basement apartment drinking kombucha, and you don't need kombucha. to be brewing gallons at a time. So we're just down to one gallon at a time of Rebecca. And I did the old trick of the juice box. I used an organic juice box to flavor just a little bit, just a little bit. One juice box between the two jars, the 2 gallon bottles that come from the 1 gallon somehow. Speaking of Jesus, you know, 1 gallon, when Rebecca kisses a gallon of kombucha, of sweet tea, it turns into 2 gallons of kombucha. I don't know how. But I did, you know, when last I brewed, I let the second ferment go once for 3 days and one for 5 days because I was curious about testing it. Because they say from 3 to 5 days, you know, after you've brewed with Rebecca, then we go into a second bottle where we put in the juice flavoring and we let it ferment a second time. But I did find the 5 day brew was superior to the 3 day brew. So this time I said, you're supposed to burp your bottles, okay? But I say it's 2 gallons, but there's plenty of space inside of those bottles. So I said this time, I'm not burping. I'm just going to let it go for a couple days and see what happens. Well, she burped herself. Rebecca burped herself. I went, one of the bottles I did, it just stayed, this cap stayed on, and I just burped it and it was fine. I said, we're ready to go. Put it in the fridge. The other bottle, okay. The second ferment was so powerful that it didn't break the cap. It didn't shoot off the cap. It just untwisted the cap. Now I know that as Rebecca's roommate,
right, Rebecca,
I twisted that cap all the way down. There's no way that I just set the cap on top and put it in the corner. There's no way. So it could only leave me to believe that Rebecca has developed intelligence on par with a jellyfish and used her fermentation and psychic abilities, her sonar, okay, to untwist the cap herself and burp herself, because I was experimenting. So now I know, Rebecca, now I know we've got to burp a little sooner, a 5 day second ferment. And that's it. That's that. Sounds great. Delicious. A delicious brew, Rebecca. Thank you. Oh, she spoke. I've never heard you speak before, Rebecca. She is developing an intelligence akin to a dolphin or a jellyfish. Somewhere in between. You know, isn't that the truth? Rebecca is somewhere between a dolphin and a jellyfish in my heart. Now, when will I be bottling again? Oh. I got 3 days. I got 3 days till my next brew. So, Rebecca, I don't mind the smell of fermentation, but I can tell it's almost time. It's just like a little vinegary in Rebecca's corner. No offense, Rebecca. I like it. I want to be clear and let you know that I like it. I'm no way making fun of you. I like the fermentation. So, yes, that was on my agenda to talk to you about, of course, always give you a Rebecca update, my internet acquaintance. I have known also for weeks now, and I didn't tell you. Remember Window Cat, who would come to the window and dial the numbers just to listen to my breath? The cat that would hold my hand inside of hell and hold the hand of death as well? Well, I said I was going to find out the cat's name for you because it's on the tag. And I'll do you one better. I found out that the cat is not the cat that lives in the mansion above my apartment. You know what? Maybe he's visiting there. Maybe they let him in. He could be. But the cat belongs to the manager of my building, who lives on the property as well. And he was coming back apparently from the vet or something one day because he was in the carrier. And he said, hello. And I said, hello. And I said, wait! What's that cat's name? And he said, Colt. So, Simon and Colt are the window cats that come and visit me. Colt is particularly nosy and forward. If I didn't have a screen on the window, he would quite frankly just come in. So, that's delightful. Just an update for you. Just an update. Colt and Simon are the cats that roam the grounds of this building. Now, speaking of the grounds of this building, I'm going to tell you something else. This is a hack. This is a hack for bird watchers out there, okay? So I have an entrance to my apartment that is just my own. I have a door that goes straight outside. It's like around the corner of the building. I'm not going to tell you much more because I don't want you to find me. Masayo J knows where it is. Don't ask them where it is. So I have these planters outside of my apartment, and I have not successfully grown anything in them. Occasionally I'll throw, like, I'll dig up a nice weed, one of the prettier weeds from the grounds, and throw it in there. And they just, like, get the weirdest amount of no light, no water, no anything, you know, like, or too much light. One of them gets too much light, one of them doesn't get enough. But I just, now I've just taken to leaving them. I want to put, there's like a little bit of a greenishness happening in there, but I want to build a little fairy house and put them in them, because I think that would be nice, okay? Aside from that, though, they are covered, the bottoms of them are covered in straw and, like, moss. Dead moss at this point, because I haven't taken care of it. But, you know, there's some ivy coming out, and then a bunch of sort of dried greens. Very appealing, I'm sure, to listen to me talk about. I find that it's a sign to any potential robbers that someone poor lives here. Let's move on. Let's go upstairs to the rich people's apartment. So, but what it does, okay, my bird watching friends, there's new people who live in this building upstairs. Go rob them first. And they have taken to the yard in a way that I don't care for, but that's neither here nor there. And they have put up a very fancy bird feeder, okay? I can tell that this bird feeder is more money than I would ever pay for a bird feeder. It's beautiful. It's very fancy. It's hanging from a tree across the yard. Well, I could have saved them about $100 on that bird feeder, because you know what the birds really like? It's coming right up to the hanging baskets outside of my window and picking at the dead moss and grass. It's true. It's like I've got a bird sanctuary going on over here. They have a beautiful glass tube filled with seed hanging from a tree, untouched. I have blue jays and all sorts of little birds that come just perch outside of my window on these hanging baskets and just take it. Maybe they're taking it for nests. It would be perfect for nests. Maybe that's what they're doing. Oh, I love that. I'm contributing with my lack of plant care to nature. I love that. I just figured it out with you live. I thought they were eating it, but they don't eat that. They're using it for nests. You're welcome. You're welcome, neighbors. Maybe the new babies will take to your bird feeder. Yeah. Just a tip for my frugalistas out there. Throw some dead plants outside of your apartment and birds will come take them, take the remnants for their nests. Yes. I have another hack that I'd also like to share with you. And that hack is, I've known for many years it's old, but it's come up recently in the political climate that we're in, all of that. I've been getting, you know, mail. They love to do, I don't know if they love to do this where you're from, but the, like, people who live here love to send you propaganda, you know, against something or someone. And also hand out the petition form with you so that you can read this and get enraged and then go to your neighbors and have them all sign this thing and then you send it back to them in a self-addressed prepaid envelope. Credit cards will do this too. Anyone that sends you a prepaid envelope, here's a hack. Now, I didn't personally agree with or like this petition that went around. So what I did is I took out the prepaid envelope and I passive aggressively filled it with all of the junk mail that I could find in my home and I sealed it up and I sent it back. That's right. That's right. You want to, if you don't like the credit card bill, the credit card company, the evil bank, the political organization, or whatever it is that's trying to get your time, money, and attention or vote by sending you propaganda slash, you know, entrapping credit card things. And they do send you a prepaid envelope. They're paying for that when it comes back to them by weight. So, you know, if you've got, if you just shove as much as you can into that. I actually found the people that I got two sets of mail at once. One from people trying to recall this certain politician, and one from the politician explaining why these people were recalling them and to support them. So I just put the heavier cardstock mail for the mail of the person that was saying, "Here's how to support me," into the mail for the into the envelope for the people that was trying to recall them, along with, you know, whatever scraps of paper I had. I got that envelope real thick and heavy, and I just sent it back. Enjoy. That's a dollar that you're gonna have to pay to get my junk mail back. You know, just a tip. Just a tip. That's a tip from me to you. If you'd like to be petty like me via the mail, you know, and hello, you're supporting the USPS. How to be petty while supporting the USPS. A lesson. Let's review the list. What else do we have to talk about? Okay. Well, hey, I will say that I did, I told you last episode that I have a television that the buttons on the remote no longer work. I bought a new remote for $6, and now it works like a dream. It's like a brand new TV. So that's also a life hack for you. Okay, my internet acquaintance, they don't do universal remotes anymore. I mean, maybe they do. I thought that I was going to go online and find a universal remote like it was 1996, and it was going to be roughly the size of a book, you know? And that was going to be what I needed. But no, they just sell the cheap remote for the cheap TV for $5 on the internet. So I got a new one, and it's like a dream. I can turn it off. I can go back. I can change the volume. You know, we're living. That was a birthday gift to myself, okay? New remote for the little TV, for the little old crappy TV. You want to know what else was a birthday gift to myself? I got new shoes. Yes, I did. You know, I had a pandemic love affair with Crocs, and they've been wonderful to just slide around to the few places I've slid around to in, but I needed to get some real shoes. And, you know, I hate to say I told you so, but I love to say I told you so when it comes to trend forecasting. And did I or did I not say that Crocs were, by the end of the pandemic, were going to be the thing? And now Nicki Minaj has on Crocs for, I believe, a single cover. Everyone, every cool person there is has a Croc deal, okay? Crocs is listening. Crocs knows. And you know who else is listening? Me. I'm a professional trend forecaster, unprofessional trend forecaster, and I knew it. So, but now I needed some shoes that were sturdier, and I wanted to get the Rainbow Merrells that looked like the cake that Jeremy Hurd McKinney made me for my birthday. And they were on the REI website, and I live within walking distance of the REI co-op here in a Pacific Northwest city. And I said, let me just take a walk down the street. I almost went up to the outlets like that are like an hour north of here. But I said, wait a minute, REI is just down the block. Let me go get it. Let me just go see if they have them there. So I went. Now, I've never bought Merrells before, so I figured at the very least I could try them on if they didn't have them to see if the fuss was true about Merrells being the most supportive sneaker that there is. A little hiking boot, you know? So I went, and I have to say that the REI co-op was like Disneyland. The theming was incredible. I had no idea. I mean, people are always like, you gotta go to the REI co-op. It's like, it's the thing. But I didn't know. I went, so where they live is like across the, where they live, where REI is across the highway to an area of Seattle where there are more, it's more city-like. I'm in sort of a village type of area, and they're more in a, you know, you just cross the highway, you go down the hill, and you're into, you know, a concrete jungle. So, you know, less trees everywhere, more just stuff. So upon approaching the store, now, they're famous for, if you drive by, which I knew about, which I do quite often, they have a gigantic glass sort of column at one end of the building, which houses this beautiful, almost modern art rock climbing wall that's like three-sided and has holes in it, and it's quite something to see. And they light it up at night, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful. But what I didn't know is that they have created outside of the store, like test trails, okay? First of all, they have free parking, which I walked because I live close enough, but that's enough to get me to go anywhere, you know, free parking. So I highly recommend if you're in the area, just, you know, take yourself to REI on a date. But the way I approached was like, they're like, enter the trails, and suddenly you're transported into a hiking, like a small hiker's paradise. And there are dirt paths and hills and little water features and just trees where you could test your mountain bike or take your shoes outside and test them to see if they're going to give you the support that you need. And they're just like intertwining, and there's all these like levels to it. It was really quite something. I was blown away, to say the least. I did not expect that they would have a nature preserve on property, basically, where you could mountain bike. Some of the trails are like labeled like bike trail, and here's a walking trail, and there's different some of the trails are like very smooth, and then some are very bumpy, like strategically have rocks and tree roots and things in them so that you can see how the terrain is for whatever outdoorsy thing you're testing. Isn't that wild? Isn't that wild? I loved it. I was like, I'm not very outdoorsy personally. I like hiking. I like walking on trails, but like, I'm not climbing anything, you know, like I'm not tenting anywhere, you know, but I love preparedness and I love theming. So I may go back to buy a spork, you know, to put in my purse. So take a sip of decaf. There, it's also a very huge store, so I felt very safe. I'm vaxxed, I'm bathed in his blood, and I'm going to the REI store. Very safe. They still have directionals. They still, you gotta wear a mask, you gotta do the whole thing, at least at the time of when I did this, like 2 weeks ago or whatever. So I was like, where's the, they said, can I help you? I said, yes, you can. Where's the shoes? I'm also practicing being very nice to people as I enter the world, you know? So I said, yes, please. You can help me. Of course. I would like to know where your shoe section is, please. And they said, just right upstairs into the back. I said, oh, thank you so much. It's so appreciated. And then I got up the stairs, and of course someone else was waiting there immediately. And they said, can I help you? And I said, yes, you can. I would love to know, where's your shoe section? Practicing, you know. And they said, oh, it's just to the back, right down there. And I said, oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day. And so I went to the shoe section. I looked and looked and looked, and I did not see any Rainbow Merrells. So I pulled up on my phone a picture of their website with the Rainbow Merrells, and I found a nice person, and I said, do you have these shoes? And they said, even though clearly they didn't because they were not on the floor anywhere, they said, let me go check. And they went in the back, and they came back, and they said, no, I don't. And I said, okay. can I try these Merrells on right here? Because I've never tried on a Merrell before, and my shoe size goes anywhere from a 12 to 14. And so I'm looking for, I don't know what Merrell is going to be for me. So I want to try it on. So they said, fine, yes, of course. So they brought back the shoe, and I tried it on, and it was a perfect fit. But they didn't hit me right. They did not hit. I was looking to feel like angels were holding me up by the arches of my feet. You know, I was looking to feel like I was walking on a cloud and sunshine. 1 foot on a cloud, 1 foot on a ray of sunshine, you know. And I didn't feel that way. I didn't feel that way. You know, they felt good. They felt good. I would still buy those rainbow Merrells if they had them. And I may someday, but they did not, you know, the size 13 fit, perfect, great, cool, we got that established, but they did not feel amazing, and I really wanted a shoe that felt amazing. I may buy those rainbow Merrells on my own time sometime, but I needed a shoe to walk in, because, you know, I'm trying to get back into the world. I'm trying to go for long, long walks every day, you know, like get, you know, condition my body to being as it once was. So, you know, I said to them, these are lovely, but they didn't quite hit quite right. And they said, what are you looking for? I received some of the best customer service I've ever had at REI. This person said, what are you looking for? What do you need? And I said, okay, well, I'm a person with chronic pain. I have chronic inflammation, and my body, has troubles. So I need some real, they said, are you looking for arch support? I said, I am. I'm looking for arch support. I'm looking for real structural. I'm here not because I'm outdoorsy. I'm here because I'm looking for structural integrity that's going to carry these feet through the next year. And they said, have you ever tried OBOZ? OBOZ. And I said, I have not. And they said, okay. Well, and then they gave me the whole spiel. And they said, people who want generally what you want, try on OBOZ, and it's a success. And OBOZ also, listeners, if you just want the insole, they sell just the insole. I would imagine that they're made in Montana because they are all Montana City sort of names of the shoes and things in the arch and whatever. So they said, let me get some OBOZ and see how you feel about them. So I said, great. I sat on my bench, you know, and I waited. And they brought back the OBOZ, and they were not rainbow. They were just a plain gray, but the perfect kind of gray that I like, you know. Just a plain gray OBOZ. Looks, you know, very, you know, sturdy, but nice. Like, I could wear these shoes anywhere and feel totally comfortable. You know, you dress them up, dress them down. Maybe that's my own insanity. But, you know, in the Pacific Northwest, people wear OBOZ and Merrells to the opera. So here it goes. So I tried on the OBOZ. I tried on the OBOZ. And I gotta tell you, like a dream. Like a dream. The angels started singing. You know, the pain went away. They really were a good shoe. And so I said, I'm taking them. That's it. They're not a rainbow, but I'm going to purchase these shoes. I am purchasing these shoes. So that's what I did. That was my birthday gift to myself. And I walked home in them, and they were great. Now, when I got to checkout, first, before I went to checkout, the person who helped me, I said, are you a member? Are you an REI? It's $20 for your whole life, and you can return things without a receipt, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I said, I'm not a member, and I'm probably not going to become a member, but they said, let me give you the spiel. And then after the spiel, they said, and of course, you know, if you keep the receipt and you have a problem at any time with these shoes, even if you wear them, you can return them. Or exchange them within a year. And I said, that's if I'm a member? And they said, no. That's just for everyone. So REI may be where you want to purchase your next pair of shoes, because you have a year to return them if you keep the receipt. And if you're a member, you can just, it's very Nordstrom of them. You can just return whatever you want, quite frankly, you know? So we love that about REI, and we now officially stan REI in their customer service. I will say that they did not offer me a bag when I got to the counter, and I, because it's the Pacific Northwest, I was too scared to even ask. I felt guilty. So I just went outside to the test track and I changed. I put on my new shoes and I put my old shoes in the box and I carried that box home just as it was. No waste. I've got the box still. I've got the receipt, and we're just, you know, in case anything happens this year, I can return them. So I highly recommend, if you need a good structural pair of shoes or you're a hiker or whatever, and especially if you're in the Pacific Northwest and you can just park for free at REI, you should go there and get your shoes. And I said to the person, I was like, are you getting a commission? Do I need to know anything? They said, no, they were just that helpful. They were just that committed and helpful to the REI experience. They wouldn't even get a boost on commission. I've sold shoes. I know how it is, you know? So, a great, you know, I would look at the REI website, even if I were you, you know, because I'm sure that they probably too have some sort of wonderful return policy. So, you know, the joys of middle age, perhaps. My return policy is thrilling. And the customer service I received was wonderful. That's all I wanted for my birthday, was good customer service, you know. I wanted to do a passive-aggressive junk mail hack and get good customer service on a pair of shoes that I was buying. So, yes. So, I'm looking at my list. We've done all the things. That's everything I had to say. And now we're going to talk about film. Yes, films. The films I've been watching now. What did I watch for my birthday, you may ask? Well, of course I watched Star Wars. I do share a birthday with Star Wars, so I had to watch Star Wars. I watched The Last Jedi, and I watched Rogue One. Those are two of my faves. Sorry, purists. Those are two Disney-era films that are my faves. So I did that, and I watched the new Angelina Jolie picture, To Those Who Wish Me Dead. A dramatic title. Yes, the most dramatic title. Now, I had no idea what this film was about, but if it was on HBO Max and it starred Angelina Jolie, I'm in. Like, it doesn't matter what it is. I thought this was going to be a heartfelt a firefighter movie, you know, about a firefighter overcoming, you know, some sort of odds in her career. And light spoiler alert, if you don't want any spoilers of the plot, if you two don't know anything about this film, you should just turn this off and go watch it and then come back. Okay, ready? This is your spoiler check. 3, 2, 1. Okay, this is not a film about a firefighter who's just finding their way, as I thought. Or something. This is a 90s throwback, okay? This is a film that has some of the most drama you've ever seen. Espionage, assassins, action, a gorgeous woman living in a fire tower for months, adventure, tragedy. It has it all. This is a very, like, John Grisham-y sort of, like, if you told me that this movie was written by John Grisham and was meant to originally star Tom Cruise or Sigourney Weaver in 1996, I would 100% believe you. That is the vibe of this film. Like, I would have also, Sandra Bullock also would have sunk her teeth into this post The Net, you know? It's just one of those films. They don't make them like this anymore. And I was delighted. I liked it. I was a little, you know, Angelina Jolie is such an otherworldly, gorgeous creature to me that it's hard to imagine her these days as, like, a firefighter, but she did a good job. You know, she still has some of that, like, even though she's always been, like, a unicorn in many ways, she did have an otherworld or a down-to-earth quality in the beginning of her career, you know, and she maintains that, but it's a little hard not to think of the gorgeousness, you know, like the glamour, you know, when she's like, I don't even have a toilet up here, you know, and she's like but she's still like, the only criticism I have for this film really is that it is in the styling of the character. It looked like they took like Angelina's gorgeous perfection and took it down a notch to be real, when it should have come down, 57 more notches to be real. You know what I'm saying? Like, the wig is gorgeous. It's like they didn't, they like, the wig's perfect, but then they mussed it up a little bit. You know, like, I would have rather just like her real hair have looked gross. You know, that's like my only criticism of this film, is that like she could have looked more like someone who was living in the woods for 21 days without a toilet. You know what I'm saying? Like, she looked great. You know, and that's part of the John Grisham-y 1995-ness of it all. There's like a suspension between reality and glamour, while this very supposedly real down-to-earth character is overcoming the most ridiculous odds with this like child who's on the run from assassins. Okay, and that's all we'll say. The other spoiler that I'll say is that who shows up in this film, who heard rumblings of an extremely dramatic script going around Hollywood and said, I've got to be in this for just but a moment? Tyler Perry shows up for about 5 minutes as like a DA or something, and I was like, Tyler Perry, you sniffed out the drama and you saw it. You had it. I had just watched Madea Goes to Prison, which is, I would say, the quintessential Tyler Perry film, because it is equal parts wholesome morality tale, Christian morality tale, and slapstick comedy, and problematic comedy. Problematic, I don't know, cat-like storytelling. If you're going to watch that, I highly recommend that you watch it along with Nicole Byer and Lauren Lapkus' Newcomers podcast, because they're going to give you all of the insight with their guests into the nuance of the Tyler Perry Madea cinematic universe, the real MCU, as they would call it. But so, having just come off of the most dramatic, kooky Tyler Perry film that I've watched to date, along with this podcast, having him show up, I was like, of course. He saw a plume of smoke coming out of the forests of Montana that said Angelina Jolie drama, and he said, sign me up. Now, they filmed it in New Mexico, I will say that, because I looked it up immediately, but it does take place, like my shoes, it takes place in Montana. So, but it was good. I highly recommend it. You're gonna like it if you watch it. You're gonna have a couple issues, but you're gonna like it. That goes for To Those Who Wish Me Dead and Madea Goes to Jail, by the way. You're gonna like it, and you're gonna have issues. And that's that. That's that on that. That is that on that. What else did I watch? I watched That You Should Watch. I watched the Halston series on Netflix, which I was very, I've watched so many Halston things in my day. You know, I was fascinated by like the 70s and disco and Halston as a kid. So I've watched like every made-for-TV Halston project that's been created since like 1990, you know? And I was a little skeptical about it, but when I found out it was 5 episodes only, I was like, what TV series are they going to do about Halston? It's a 5-episode limited run, which I love. And I watched it straight through in a sitting. I thought it was charming, in the perfect balance of camp to go with the tragedy. You're going to love Liza, you know? You're going to love it. If you listen to the show, you're probably going to love it. I highly, 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 highly recommend. Ewan McGregor, Obi Kenobi did great. You know, like, sure, could we have cast a queer actor to play the role? We could have. And we could have been an unknown, and I would have watched it and loved it. But for Obi Kenobi, I will give a pass. And I enjoyed it. I think they did a pretty solid job. It's like a little bit camp, but So was Halston, you know? So was Halston. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so, so much for listening. That's it. That's all I got. That's all I got today, you know? We're approaching an hour. I can see that we've done 55 minutes of talking, and that sounds perfect to me. So I appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening. If you'd like to support the pod, you can at anchor.fm/LindaJames/support. Or don't. It's free if you want it to be. That's our policy here. You can also Venmo me at TheLindaJames. TheLindaJames. You know. If you want to just send a little one-time tipperoo, I would be open to it. But also unnecessary. It's free if you want it to be. Yes, that's our policy. Oh, it's so lovely being your internet acquaintance. I thank you for your continued support and for lending me your ears. Yes, I hope you enjoyed this. I hope it was just a soothing little hour where we had a little fun for you. You know, support mutual aids, normalize therapy, Black Lives Matter. Until next time, Olive Juice. Thanks to Xylo for our royalty-free music of the day. This is Zico.